This is an Aero News Touch and Go for January 5th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. There's no doubt this month we'll see its share of ugly economic headlines. All the more reason to notice the good ones. Effective today, Cirrus Design has started recalling employees laid off a month ago. The company says it's gearing up to resume production, although not at full capacity, targeting about 8 planes per week to keep pace with current demand. Bill King, Cirrus Vice President of Business Administration, told the Duluth News Tribune, quote, "It took a while to wind down our production, and it will take a while to wind it back up," unquote. Cirrus laid off 335 workers in Duluth and 165 more in Grand Forks in November as a result of slumping sales. The recall news is also welcomed by suppliers. Dave Hudima, founder of Duluth's SCS Aircraft Interiors, said he's been in survival mode since Cirrus halted production. Quote, "When they shut down, it hurts. We had to cut back on hours. But we have a good, understanding crew, and we've been able to keep it together," unquote. Duluth's North Star Aerospace also makes some Cirrus components. CEO John Eagleton noted, quote, "We're probably restoring about 20% of our workforce initially, and we'll be growing that to 30 or 40% over the next couple months," unquote. Eagleton sees more good news on the horizon, predicting that another of his customers, the bankrupt Eclipse Aviation, will be back in production in February. It's happened again. What started out as a trip by a Muslim family from Washington, D.C. to a religious retreat in Florida was interrupted by federal interrogators. Atif Irfan was traveling with relatives and a family friend last Thursday and was boarding an AirTran flight when overheard by other passengers discussing which seats to sit in, specifically which seats were safer. Jumpy passengers reported what was described as suspicious dialogue to airline personnel. Irfan, his family, and friend were escorted off the plane and questioned by federal air marshals. But when the FBI cleared the group to reboard, AirTran would have no part of it. Irfan said, quote, "They told us we cannot fly their airline," unquote. Irfan and his fellow travelers were forced to book a flight on another airline. Other passengers and crew were rescreened before the AirTran flight was allowed to depart. The BBC reports the flight was delayed about 2 hours. AirTran later made a half-hearted apology to the 9 people forced off the flight and to 95 others whose travel was delayed, but then added, quote, "The steps taken were necessary," unquote. The airline also said it would reimburse the family for their tickets and fly them back to Washington at no cost. With plenty of short winter nights remaining this year for flyers in the Northern Hemisphere, Nivesis Industries LLC tells ANN it has received FAA TSO C-164 approval for its NVAG-6 night vision aviator goggle. The NVAG-6 consists of a lightweight binocular, which can be mounted to a variety of helmets for both fixed-wing and rotorcraft pilots. The system features a power pack, which uses either ordinary AA alkaline or standard military batteries. Nivesis is the first company to apply for and receive FAA approval to produce and deliver night vision goggles for use in the civil aviation community. Gary Higman, manager of law enforcement and homeland security programs for Nivesis, says the company's efforts, quote, "will provide the civil aviation community, including law enforcement, medical responders, and search and rescue units, with qualified and certified NVGs under the eyes of the FAA," unquote. The company did not specify a suggested list price. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Virgin Galactic signs the lease for Spaceport America. The crosswind theory gains credence in a Denver crash investigation. And the FAA settles with a whistleblower from Memphis. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves discusses the top 10 on his 2009 to-do list for pilots. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.